And he's going to preach the word to us this morning. And here's what I want you to do. We said it last night, and it's still true this morning. Everything that happens in this service is going to really depend on your response. And I know you're tired, and I know it's been a long night, but I'm telling you, if you'll push through that, all right, don't give in to it. Push through it. Listen, engage with the word this morning. You're going to leave this place different than the way you came. Amen. Brother Cruz, won't you come? Let's give Brother Cruz a great hand this morning. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what, I feel like the Lord wants to change your life today. And I know you're tired because I'm tired. And I'll tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret. I don't plan on preaching very long. Is that all right with you? Thanks, Brian. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. I appreciate Pastor Hurst and Pastor Brian having us come this year. We always love bringing our group to winter warm-up, and it's been a blessing for us. And so we're glad that we are able to come and participate in the ministry part of it, and just trusting the Lord's going to help us. Excuse my voice. I have been sick this week, and you might want to get some Lysol and spray down this microphone and the pulpit after I get done. I don't think I've ever been as sick in my life as I was this week. I just dead tired. Anybody ever feel that way? And I couldn't. On Thursday, man, I slept from about, I don't even know how long I slept. I got home from work about 3 o'clock. I fell asleep. I went and got my hair cut, came home, ate, and fell asleep. Got up and went to bed at 2 in the morning and fell asleep again. I mean, I was just out of it. But the Lord's helped me. Feeling good today, and trusting the Lord to move in here. I appreciated the word Brother Meadow delivered last night. God really spoke to our hearts about just being born again, being saved. Amen. How many of you are saved today? Good. Praise the Lord. But I'm just excited. I want to say I appreciate my wife. She'll be singing here in a little bit in the altar call. And appreciate my parents being here today. Appreciate our group that came with us. Glad that we were able to bring some. And I'm expecting God to speak to your heart. A few weeks ago, the Lord really began to deal with me about what I'm going to preach to you. And just something that's been going over in my heart is just the power of the resurrection. And I'm going to be preaching on resurrection power this morning, all right? Now, we're probably going to have some of that because some of y'all look like you're about dead. So we're going to have to pray that there's some demonstration in here this morning. But last night, as the service kept going on, there was a lot of talk and singing about we serve a Savior that is alive. And I just, especially when Sister Rebecca got up here and started talking about God not being dead, I was like, man, I wish I could preach right now. I'm ready to go. Resurrection power. How many of you know Jesus is alive? Look at your neighbor next to you and tell him Jesus is alive. So I want you to stand with me. We're gonna read Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And then we'll look at some more scripture later on in the sermon. But I want to talk to you about resurrection power. I'm thankful that Jesus rose again. I'm thankful for the cross, but if we hadn't had that resurrection Sunday, we'd be powerless. I'm thankful he's alive. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved by his life. I want you to say that last line with me. We shall be saved by his life. Let's talk about resurrection power today. Jesus, we love you. We praise your name. I pray you give us strength this morning. Speak to our hearts, quicken our minds. Help us to receive the word. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to ask you a question. Brother Meadow preached on it last night. I want to ask you this question. Are you born again? It's a good question, isn't it? Am I born again? Now, if somebody was to come up to you and ask you, are you a Christian? You probably wouldn't have a hard time answering that question because you could think down the line, I go to church. I know some scripture. I know some good songs. I try to live right. My parents might be saved. And so, yeah, I'm a Christian. But if somebody were to come up and say, are you born again? Some of you might have a hard time answering that question because some of you don't know what it means and others of you, you've never experienced it. Okay? I was reading in a book a while back and a man was asked that question. He said, are you born again? And the man was taken aback. He was a man who was very involved in his church, but he had never been asked that question before. Are you born again? And it made him think, what does that mean? Am I really born again? Am I really saved? I heard about an elderly lady who had been teaching Sunday school for over 20-some years and it came down towards the end of her life. And she told her pastor, she said, Pastor, I've been teaching Sunday school. I know I've been going to church, but I have never been saved. What was the problem? She had never been born again. She knew the lingo. She knew the word. She knew about Jesus, but she didn't know him. She had never been born again. And when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus that night, how many of y'all ever try to picture stories in your mind when you're reading the Bible? You know, I'm pretty sure there was a Christmas play when I was a little kid at a church we were attending, and the guy who played Nicodemus was like 6'3 and weighed like 350 pounds. And so when I think about Nicodemus, I think of that guy. And like, but I'm pretty sure he was probably like 5'5", 150. But Nicodemus, he comes to Jesus at night and he's asking Jesus some very valid questions. And Jesus says, you've got to be born again. And Nicodemus, he didn't understand what he meant. And he asked this silly question. He says, well, can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? Well, Nicodemus, I see me in my mind, I'm thinking 6'3", 350. That's impossible. It's impossible for anyone to go back into their mother's womb and be born again. Jesus quickly lets him know, I'm not talking about the physical birth. I'm talking about a spiritual renewal, a spiritual rebirth where there's something inside of you that comes to life when you get to know who the Savior is. That's what it means to be born again. Paul called it a transformation. Everybody say transformation. He called it becoming a new creature. The old man is gone and the new comes to life. The spirit man is revived. That's what the born again experience is. Now, why do I need to be born again? Somebody tell me what Romans 3:23 says. That's why I need to be born again, because I have sinned. All right, I was born a sinner, and I need a Savior. I need to be born again so that I can be free from my sin nature. Now, if you look around this world, and you get on the internet, and you watch television, you watch advertisements, you listen to the radio, you're going to find something real quick. This world is consumed with the ideas of darkness and death. And our sin nature is appealed by that. I mean, that just breeds inside of us before we become Christ-like and before we become born again. There's an affinity, a desire to be surrounded with darkness and death. That's what sin is. Did y'all know that? Sin is darkness and sin is death. And the devil, he knows that if he can get you surrounded by darkness and death, that he can keep you from being changed by the light and the life of Jesus. But I want you to know the power of the resurrection, amen, can permeate through that darkness and shine a little light in your life this morning. Now, some of you, I'm going to tell you this. Some of you, you're saved and you're right with the Lord. But I want you to know that you have power. power in your life through the resurrection. And others of you, you've been wondering, how in the world can I live for God? How in the world can I live right? How can I stay right? I want you to know tonight, it's through the power of the resurrection. We're going to hit on that in a second. I got ahead of myself. But I read a startling headline the other day that in our area where we live in Northeast Ohio, there are more teen suicides, Brother Brian, in that area of the country than in any other area in the country, in Northeast Ohio. And I can attest to that. I go to schools on Tuesday. I go to the high school there in Lorain, and some of the guys who attend that school, they come with me, and some of our older youth come with me, and we go in there and we hold a Bible study after school is out on Tuesdays. And man, when you walk in through those doors and walk into those hallways, you are surrounded by darkness, and you feel it weigh on your shoulders. And how many of you young people feel that sometimes? You feel the burdens. You feel the effects. I mean, I walk in there and you can just feel dirt. I mean, I'm not talking, it stinks. But I mean, like spiritually, you feel the impact of the world pressing in on the lives of young people. And that's why I want you to listen to me. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born again so you can escape the bondage of those things and so you can make it to heaven someday. You must be born again. But I'll tell you this, the avenue to that redemption, to that born again experience, it goes straight through the cross. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the cross this morning? The cross is the greatest statement of love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. The cross is Jesus taking my place. It's substitutionary. He comes in for me, dies a death that I don't have to die now. He pays a debt that I cannot pay. And amen, he does it on the cross so I can be redeemed. And Paul said in here in Romans chapter 5 that we are justified by his blood. Amen. There is salvation and justification through the death of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that. That word justified, going back to Bible school days, it means that basically this, just as if I never sinned, or in other words, Jesus wipes my slate clean through the power of his blood. Amen. I'm thankful my past has been justified and it has been redeemed. But another thing, another important word that we read in Romans 5 was that word reconciled. We are reconciled to God. You know, there is a broken relationship. Once I was, once man and God dwelled together in perfect unity. But Adam and Eve sinned, and that relationship was broken, and there was a need to be bonded back together. And the Bible tells us that happens through the death of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That broken relationship can now be mended. His death is powerful, and it's symbolic for us in this way. Amen. That we can die along with Christ on the cross. Our old man can. But then what happens? If my old man dies, something else has to come in and take its place, right? I mean, if my old man dies, do I die with him? Am I gone forever? No. See, Jesus rose again on the third day, and that old man died with him, but that new man was resurrected with him as well. That's why he said, through the death we are justified, through the death we are reconciled. Oh, but because he lives, we are saved. Amen. Because he lives, we can live right. Hallelujah. And we can move forward in him. We're saved by his life. You see, the fact that Jesus is alive makes the born again experience possible. His death was necessary. We couldn't make it through to salvation without the cross and without the blood. But if Jesus had not risen, then we would not be able to claim victory over sin and over Satan. But I'm telling you this morning, because Jesus arose, he conquered death, he conquered hell, and he conquered the grave. Amen. And we can live for him. Amen. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Are you young people awake out there? I want you to know that there is a power of the resurrection in your life. Now, if you've been to the altar and repented of your sins, yet you still continue to be the same you that existed before you prayed. Before you can say, hey, I got saved that day. If you go back and say, but the day I prayed, I've never really been different. I'm going to tell you a couple things have happened. One is maybe you didn't really get born again. Or another thing is you haven't realized that God can give you the power to move on from what you used to be. Amen. God gives you the power to move on from what you used to be. See, in 1 Peter, we are told that we are called out of darkness. Amen. He didn't say you've been called into darkness. You've been called out of darkness into what? Light. Amen. Marvelous light. You see, there is a difference. Everybody say that. There is a difference. There is going to be a difference made when you are born again. See, a non-born again believer, and that's somebody who believes in God, who believes in Jesus, who believes the Word, but they've not had a born again experience. Somebody who knows the truth of the gospel, but has remained unchanged by the gospel, they will continue to live in sin, and they will continue to live bound by the ideas of this world that are often portrayed in a worldly attitude and in a worldly spirit. What I mean is this: a young person who comes down to the altar and prays, but they get up and they still have a disrespectful attitude towards authority. They don't care about their fellow brothers and sisters, and they don't have any kind of desire to be spiritually devoted. That means that they haven't been changed on the inside. But listen, a born again believer, yes, you might struggle and you might make mistakes, but I want you to know that if you've been born again, you will not remain bound by the things of this world. You may fall, but that's not who you are. Amen. I said you may fall, but that is not who you are. If you stay in the pit of sin more than you stay in the way of the master, there's not been any real change in your life. But I want you to know that there is a powerful resurrection power. Amen. God wants to move into your life, and he wants to give you victory over the things that have bound you. Brother Cruz, I've never been bound by any sin. Well, that some of you might be able to say the surface things that we might call bondage, like, you know, maybe you're not bound by drugs, maybe you're not bound by alcohol, maybe you're not bound by rock and roll music and worldly entertainment. Maybe those things don't bind you, but even you. If you're bound by a spirit of bitterness, and you're bound by an attitude of hatefulness, you need a change in your life. And I want you to know it can happen through the power of the resurrection. The cross is the avenue, but the resurrection is the power. Praise God. And I'm speaking to some young people today. Those of you who are still out there listening, some of you, you're like, man, Brother Cruz, I want out. I want out of my old lifestyle. I want to move on from the things I used to do. I want to get away from the crowd that keeps pulling me back into sin. I want out of that. Listen, there is a way, amen, and it's through the power of the resurrection. Romans 8, 10, and 11, it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. What am I trying to tell you tonight? What does God want you to hear? Young people, he wants you to know that you can live for him and you can live in victory. Amen. He wants you to know that you can live right and you can live a good life. You see, I used to think, I'm going to be real honest with you. Growing up, learning about evangelism and sharing the gospel, I used to think that the best people in the world, the most that would really receive it would be those who just really they were down and out, and they would recognize their need. But the more I look at this thing and the more I live it, I realize that, man, you know what you need to realize is that there is a life beyond sin that is so much better, amen, than anything this world can afford to you. Oh, I wish you would hear me this morning. The life that I live in Jesus Christ is way better than anything this world has ever offered to me. See, here's the thing. You know where the road of sin leads. You know exactly where it leads. Amen. And you will follow people down that road, even though you know the heartache and the pain and the suffering it's caused your family because of their sin. But yet you'll say, I want to do it because I just, that's all I can do. No, I want you to know this morning, there is a power, a resurrection power. God can bring a life inside of you, a victory, of peace, and of rest. I'm almost done this morning. But resurrection power, I'm going to tell you a few things that it means to me. Resurrection power means that I have power over the enemy in every attack that he brings my way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I wish you'd hear me this morning. You think, man, when my friends bring pot my way, I've got to smoke it. No, you don't. Amen. Amen. When that temptation hits me and I'm mad and I'm angry and the devil begins to tell me to go look at things on the internet to get over it, listen, you don't have to listen to that junk anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, when the enemy comes at you and he begins to appeal to the man inside of you, that flesh nature, and you want to say some words you shouldn't say and you want to act some ways you shouldn't act, listen, you don't have to do those things. The power of the resurrection means you have victory over the enemy and all of his attacks. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. John, 1 John 3:8 says that he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. But for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I'm telling you today, Jesus lives and the devil is defeated. Amen. Jesus lives and the devil is defeated. Resurrection power, it means I have complete victory over sin in my life. It means I have the ability to impact the world around me for the kingdom of God through the power of the Spirit. That's what resurrection power means. It means that on my most troubling of days, I have somebody I can lean on who is alive. You know, you read through the Old Testament, you go back to the book of Job, the oldest book there is, and you know what you'll find? You'll find a man who says, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. How did he know that? Why was he able to say that? Jesus hadn't even come and died. Oh, but he knew there was a power that existed beyond this atmosphere. And you know what? It comes down to us. Resurrection power is at work. You've just got to let it move in you. Amen. You've got to avail yourself to it. Resurrection power means, and this is a big one. I know a lot of our young people deal with this. It means I am free from condemnation. Amen. Oh, the devil wants you all the time to feel condemned. I mean, he comes at me all the time. You can't do it. You're worthless. You failed. You've messed up. And you know what? I can look at him in the eye and I can say, devil, you know, you're probably right. I have failed and I'm not worth much. And I've messed up. But the power of God, amen, says I am free from condemnation. And the Bible tells me that if God has justified me, he cannot condemn me. Amen. Why? Because he's already cleaned me. Hallelujah. And there's nothing to condemn there. Oh, today, if you're bound by your past and you can't get through it, I want you to know Jesus lives and there is a resurrection power to give you strength to overcome. Stand with me this morning. Sister Katie, come to the microphone. Resurrection power means if God be for us, who can be against us? It means I'm free from all fear. It means I can be filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in the fire of Pentecost. Amen. Resurrection power, it means I have an advocate that I can run to and find relief and renewed forgiveness. And the last thing it means is this. It means I have an intercessor. Amen. It means I have somebody I can go to. Praise the Lord. The other day, my son, I was really proud of him. My son, he said, raise your hand. They do this thing, you know, raise your hand if you like the van. Raise your hand if you like snow. Raise your hand if you want to go eat at McDonald's, you know. And he said, raise your hand if you would die for Leah. Leah's our little baby. And I was like, you would die for Leah? He said, yeah, I would. And then I said, who else would you die for? Sissy and mommy and you. And I was like, man, you're doing all right, son. That's good. He was understanding the value of having somebody take your place and go to bat for you and help you in your time of need. Listen, Jesus lives, and you've got power to overcome because he's interceding for you. I wish all of you would understand that in the moments of your temptation, you got a Savior who is praying for you. He is fighting for you so you can live for him. And that wouldn't be, it wouldn't make a difference if Jesus had died and just stayed on the cross. But he was brought back to life. So every promise that he made in his word is true. Everything he said will come to pass. And everything you're going through, you can make it through because he lives. I was reading in a book the other day. Me and Brother Brian and a couple other young ministers, we have a group, about five of us, who we read through a book through the month and we talk about it. And the book we're reading right now is called Killing Jesus. It's by Bill O'Reilly and who's the other guy? Mark Dugard. And I haven't made it too far into it yet. I haven't been able to focus much the last few days. And I got to reading through the introduction. And in that book, Bill O'Reilly and Mr. Dugard, they say who they are, you know, and they say their religious background. They're Roman Catholics. And so they believe in Jesus and they believe in the resurrected Savior. But they said the goal of the book was to do a historical document on the life of Jesus as a man and studying history and obviously the Bible, but also some extra biblical things. And so they said, we are not going to talk to you from the vantage point of him being the Messiah. We're just going to talk about Jesus the man. And when I read that, something began to stir in my heart. You can't talk about Jesus just as a man when you know who he really is. I want you to know, amen, he's more than just a man. He's the Savior of the world. And a lot of people, I remember I was at Starbucks one day when I was a teenager, and they were talking, they were like, man, that Jesus guy, he was a cool dude. He was a great man. He was just a man. He's a prophet, but he was a man, you know. And I was like, man, they don't understand. And some of you know the story, but I want you to know Jesus today wants to become more than a story in your life. He wants to become the resurrected Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords in your heart. I want to appeal to two things this morning. One is this. Brother Meadow talked about it last night, being born again. If you need to be born again, today is a good day. See, God's been pulling for your heart last night and tonight, or today. And probably, truth be told, he's been pulling for you for a while. And you feel it in your heart, that tug, but you're not sure how you can let go of this world. I'll tell you how. The power of the resurrection. He can cut off all the chains that bind you this morning. I want to appeal to you. So when we come pray, if you need to be saved, I want you to pray hard and believe God can save you. A second thing I want to appeal to is those of you, especially you young people, and you've been trying. You've been trying really hard. You've been trying to move past depression. You've been trying to move past harming yourself. You've been trying to move past a bad attitude. You've been trying to move past your past, and you seem to keep going back to it. You don't want to, but you just find yourself all the time falling. I want you, when you come here to pray, just begin to ask God, God, let me experience the power of the resurrection. Because He'll set you free once and for all. But when you pray, I want you to pray also. I want you to pray this way. God, give me the strength. Because, guys, it's there. It is there for you. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to come pray. I'm sorry, I'm taking a little bit of time here. But I was talking to Brother Tim last night. And we were talking about how it's hard to break out of the mold that you grew up in. Where we live, a lot of kids got to fight for what they got. And sometimes, man, they can turn on a dime. I mean, the ghetto rises up inside of them. I mean, somebody bumps them and they're ready to fight. And it's hard for them to break that. And it's hard for you to break some things that you've known forever. I'm going to tell you the power of the resurrection can. He can. I want you to bow your heads with me. Jesus, I love you. And I thank you that you live. I thank you, God, that you are real and you're in this place. And right now, God, you're speaking to hearts. And so I pray, Lord, appeal to them. God, begin to stir them. Lord, begin to do something that only you can do right now. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everybody that will come up to this front and begin to pray. I want you to begin to cry out to the Lord. Everybody that will come. And if you don't feel like praying, I want you to pray for the person next to you. I want you guys just to pray together. But you need to get through some things in your life. I want you to pray through about it first and then pray for somebody. Guys, God wants to do some works in here this morning. He wants to make some changes this morning. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to give you complete, total victory. Let Him speak to you. If you don't know what to pray right now, I want you to pray, God, speak to my heart. Give me victory, God. Give me help, Lord. Hallelujah. He lives this morning. He lives this morning. He can give you victory. He can give you victory over the environment you live in. He can give you victory over everything you're facing this morning. The thing you're dealing with, it may not seem like a big deal to a lot of people, but it's something that God needs to help you with, and you need to let God minister. Listen, I know my Redeemer lives.
I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. This life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. This this life within me cries. I know
He lives this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, you have victory in Him. You just got to take it.
I know
He lives. Hallelujah. He lives.
Testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me cries. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me cries. I know